Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about helping people who are significantly older than us, who have some fairly chronic and perhaps life-threatening illnesses to contend with. Over the past couple of months, I've been staying with a friend of mine who has been going through this very situation. He's a man who has been retired for several years and has always been independent. He likes to do what he likes to do when he likes to do it, and I would say that that would be normal. However, since he's been diagnosed with chronic heart failure, there's other things that need to be done in order to make sure that he is able to live with as few symptoms as possible. There's a morning regimen that needs to be done. There are medical appointments that need to be kept. There are VNAs coming to the house, all in an effort to make sure that his health gets as better as possible. But sometimes he can be stubborn, and he doesn't want to do what he needs to do, and we get into conflict, and it becomes problematic. But in the end, I know he appreciates what I'm doing for him. Now, I want to contrast that to people who are working with family members. And I know that there is a woman with whom I used to go to Toastmasters who is a single adopted daughter. Her father has Alzheimer's, and her mother can be very abusive to her. And she's constantly complaining about the abuse that she takes, the demands put upon her, and how she's taken for granted. It's very important for you to realize what you can handle and what you cannot handle emotionally, because if you're in a situation like this particular woman, it's really a matter of doing what you need to do in order to take care of yourself. Because this I can tell you, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of somebody else. That anger and resentment coming into the whole process, which isn't really helpful to either you or the person or persons that you're taking care of. So if you find yourself in a situation like this, do ask yourself this question. Are you feeling like you are being helpful and positive for the most part? Or are you feeling like you're being drained, angry, and even resentful? Because if it is the latter, you're probably putting too much time into a situation which is working against you, and you need to get some outside help to help you out. This is something that I had suggested to this woman on many occasions, but she is not willing to do. But this is the thing. The quality of your life depends on what it is that you're willing to do for yourself. And I know from being a caretaker professionally from 1993 on that it is really truly all about balance. So I want you to Think about if what you're doing is operating in a positive way for you and the person you're helping, or in a negative way for you. If it's happening for you in a negative way, it's probably happening in a negative way for the person you're caring for. Because to be helpful is to be present and to care. And that's not to say that you're not going to have your rough times. It can be difficult dealing with a person who doesn't want to listen, who's arguing with you. And yet, you realize that they need to do the things they need to do anyway. However, it's totally up to you to decide what you can handle and what you cannot. And if you need help, go get the help that you need to deal with the situation at hand. There's all kinds of agencies out there. There's social workers at hospitals and other places where you can go with the senior centers in order to get some extra help and figure out what needs to happen. Because the only person who can take care of you is you. So, as always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.